This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
If it's tired, boring music you're looking for, you've come to the wrong station. Joy 94.9.
Known as Australia's first lady of jazz, Kerry Bedell started her career as a backup singer for Dusty Springfield before going on to sing with Cilla Black, Buddy Rich and so many other great jazz musicians. Sonnington Jazz pays tribute to the late Kerry Bedell in a show at the magnificent Malvern Town Hall, with vocals being provided by what you might call the new guard of jazz singers in Australia. One of the new guard is on the line now. It's my pleasure to welcome Fem Belling to Bent Notes.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
It is indeed my pleasure, Fem, to have you here tonight. Well, at least in spirit and voice.
I know, it's been a crazy thing. In the lead up to the Sonnington Jazz Festival, it's all go. It's rehearsals and gigs and things. So I'm so glad we made it happen.
Who was Kerry Bedell?
So this is an interesting topic, particularly coming from myself. I am a South African jazz singer who now lives here in Australia. I've been here for 6 years. My father comes from the South African side of things. And when I arrived here, this you know, people were like, well, you've got to look at the work of Kerry Bedell, and you've got to... And it's so interesting coming at someone's repertoire and songbook as an adult, as an established musician. Usually, you know, a lot of other singers here in Australia have grown up with Kerry Bedell and her voice and how she dominated television. She was this incredible performer. You know, she was about the performance angle of it as well as this, you know, magnificent voice. And so I just absolutely adored getting stuck into her music in the last couple of months in the lead up to this concert. And what a woman. I mean, she sings this range is huge, these really low, rich velvet notes to these super high, you know, sort of saxophone-esque notes that she hits with the band up top. What an amazing singer that Australia produced.
Why do you think she had such a magnificent vocal range?
I know that she was really well trained, and she spoke about that in her latter years as to how jazz is about feeling, but she had the training behind her to bring that into the jazz realm. And I think she approached a lot of her music from the performance aspect, and wherever the music took her, she just opened up and went there. I'd actually love to know a little bit more about her training. Those notes that she hits, I mean, she's up there with the trumpets, you know, screaming away, and it's amazing and vibrant.
It's amazing that someone can do that. I was reading that she was able to scat and sing with the instruments as if she was just another instrument. It wasn't a word-for-word vocal-type presentation, and yet she was pitch-perfect. Intonation and timing and everything else was just amazingly correct.
That's right. And actually, that's something that I work on a lot for myself. I like to use the voice as an instrument. I believe that you don't necessarily need words to portray or communicate within a band setting, within a jazz setting. I mean, obviously, the lyrics of a song are so important in what the composer and the lyricist initially wanted. But Kerry has certainly sort of brought that to the fore, where, you know, the voice is used as another instrument, which it is.
Kerry travelled to America, and she was offered a very lucrative contract, I understand, at one of Las Vegas's casinos. But she'd been over there for a little while, and she rejected the offer and came back to Australia and said that she came back to be true to both herself and her art. Do you know why being true to herself and her art was so important to her, that she would give away such a lucrative contract over there?
I may open a can of worms with this one, but I think, and this is my opinion, I've worked in London for 7 years prior to living here in Australia, and I always feel every country you live in, they feel that somewhere else is always better. The grass is greener somewhere else. And I think the grass is greener where you water it. And I think that perhaps was something that Kerry felt really... I mean, we have some hip players here in Australia. Australia holds its own on an international jazz scene like no other. And a lot of the time we have this perception that New York is better or, you know, Las Vegas is better. And in certain aspects they are. There's more opportunities and things like that for artists. But Australia has a thriving, incredible scene. I mean, you know, as long as people are continuing to support that scene, you know, it can grow and move. And I think she came back to work with these incredible musicians. That's, you know, I think that's quite a wonderful thing.
She could see that Australia had the musicians that she wanted to work with.
Absolutely. I mean, when you listen to some of these arrangements that I've been learning for the show, world class. I'm almost disappointed that not everyone around the world can hear these, like that, you know, like they hear a Duke Ellington arrangement or a, you know, these big bands. And we're working with the ATM 15 big band, which is all the arrangements have been transcribed by Andrew Murray, and he has done such a sterling job. It is sounding so hip and swinging.
We're talking with Fem Belling here on Bent Notes around about the tribute show to Kerry Bedell at Malvern Town Hall next Sunday night.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9. I'm David Moyle, and it's my pleasure to say that my guest tonight is Fem Belling, who is appearing in a tribute show to the late and great Kerry Bedell. Fem, Kerry's vocal style has been described by Merv Collins as having an astonishing range and power, which we've already discussed, but with an energetic and electrifying performance. Is that what we shall experience from the New Guard next Sunday night?
Oh, yes. We have some mighty, mighty women. I'm going to be sharing the stage with Chelsea Wilson, Kristen Berardi, and Ellie Hoyt.
What a quartet.
Ah, it's going to be as a lineup. I am absolutely honoured to share the stage with these other female vocalists. Each of them will bring something so different to Kerry's music, and each of them, as we've been chatting and things, each of them is so excited. We're all like, "Oh, I can't wait to sing this song, and I want to do this one." And it's really been a vibe thing. And the show itself is going to be extraordinary. We have I think it's a 17-piece big band that's going to be behind us, a wall of sound, bringing to life all of Kerry's arrangements with the Daily Wilson band. All of the music has been transcribed and written for this. So this is the first time her music will have been played since she sang it herself, which I think is quite a very special night. It's at the Malvern Town Hall as well, so the venue is just, you know, magnificent.
It is just a superb venue, Vem. What's it like singing in front of a big band compared to your regular trios and quartets and whatnot?
It's like a Boeing jet behind you, just inching you along. It's the most wonderful, freeing feeling to have that wall of sound behind you. These hip guys and girls that are, you know, top of their craft, musicians, just swinging away behind you. You just have the freedom to really open up and let rip. And I think these vocalists, well, we're so diverse in our choices, our creative choices. It's going to be a really interesting night.
Has there been any dissension as to everyone want to sing a particular song?
There were a few songs, as everyone chose their songs, I eyed off a couple of others that, you know, someone had had, and I was like, she got there first. But no, there hasn't been. Interestingly, each of us has our own forte in terms of vocals, and I've really been enjoying the huge big band, the Daily Wilson big band stuff, which is written in the 70s and goes quite psychedelic and a little bit rocky.
Yes.
Which, I surprised myself with my enjoyment of this. Usually I'm a swinger, and I found this rock grooves amazing, and I've been in my kitchen. Kerry Bedell's been in my kitchen with me for the last couple of months. I've been singing at the top of my lungs.
Oh, marvellous. What are you looking forward to most about the show, Fem?
The gift of bringing her music back. You know, she's such a celebrated artist, and she's only recently gone, and I think it's really nice as the new generation, as you say, the new generation of jazz diva here in Australia, to give a nod to those that have been.
Which is an important thing, both in terms of recognising the contribution they've made, but also, I think, being able to allow today's generation to hear what it was like from performers in the past, particularly in the era where we didn't have as much technological capacity from a recording perspective.
Of course. I mean, this is one of the obstacles that certainly I come across often in jazz. You know, a lot of my peers and my age group don't really go out to listen to jazz anymore. You know, jazz was the pop of the time. It was what was going on. So now we need to let them know it's still relevant and hip and amazing and an incredible night out.
Very much so, and with the blessing of Kerry's family, which is fantastic to hear.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things as well. It's all very well for us to go, oh, we want to do this kind of music, but for everyone to be on board and behind it 100%, I think is so important.
Very important indeed. It sounds like the show will be a really great fitting tribute to Australia's First Lady of Jazz. Perhaps one of these days, one of the four performers performing may also receive this accolade.
How wonderful to think we can keep that tradition going.
Are we going to hear four Kerry Bedells up on stage at the one moment?
We are.
Oh, amazing.
We are. We're going to do one of her vocal numbers, Taking a Chance on Love. I'm going to squeeze that one out as a little surprise, because I know that's a firm favourite. Actually, on this recording, Kerry herself overdubbed four parts.
Oh, really?
In the recording itself. So she went into the studio and recorded four parts in harmony to sing with herself. So we thought we would take it upon ourselves to take one Kerry each.
Oh, fantastic. That will be absolutely marvellous. Fem, thank you so much for chatting about the Kerry Bedell Tribute Show, which is on next Sunday night at Malvern Town Hall as part of the Stonington Jazz Festival. And my best wishes to you and the other performers. That's Ali Hoyt, Chelsea Wilson and Kristen Barardi. For more information, go and check out stoningtonjazz.com. Fem Belling, thank you so much.
And thank you so much for supporting Australia's jazz music scene. It's wonderful to chat to you, David. Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.